of people come and go. And it's all the people you saw in that, just leave that picture up. All the people you see in that picture, right? All of them were once upon a time sitting where you were sitting. If you take the picture off again, I will snap a picture of you and put it on that screen. God bless all these lovely people. Lovely people. Lovely. We have fond memories of every one of them. The young man there used to be the drummer. The lady you see there, she's from Canada. She used to play the keyboard. She's deaf, but she plays the keyboard. She sits down, I remember she will sit in front and she will be staring at my lips. That's how she hears the message I preach. She lip reads. So I asked her, how do you play the keyboard? She goes by, I don't know, sound and plays. We just tell her what to play and she plays. Amazing. Lady there, where's she from again? You met her. Mauritius. I'm sure she still watches the service from Mauritius. She's gonna be mad at me now. Her name just jumped out of my head. Beatrice. That's Beatrice. Yeah. And I think all the ladies there you see, they are now married. Now, let me just tell you the picture, all right? Everyone from this to that are no longer here. The two people there are still here because they are my blood, my family. When I look at pictures like this, they speak volumes to me. People, we live in moments, we live in seasons. You came into this world alone. Listen, you will live alone. The Bible says Joshua declared, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. When everybody leaves, it is you and your house and what you've done to your house that remains. I want to appreciate my wife and Joshua and Noah. I know one thing. We've crossed the Rubicon. If everybody leaves, they won't leave me. I'm not being funny. I'm just stating the obvious. They will not leave. But let me give you a message also. Where's Noah again? On Judgment Day, you'll be alone. Joshua, you'll be alone. My wife, my beloved wife, 22 years in a few weeks, we've been married. We will be alone to give account. I wanted to say something now, but let me try and say it in code. Maybe it will help. Okay, thank you, Holy Spirit. Maybe it will help couples. We're on a 50-day fast right now as a church. And usually, you know, over the years when we're fasting, my wife and I, we agree, this is what we'll do together. We'll do this, we'll do this, we'll do this. But something happened this year. You know, I sought God's face, she sought God's face, and we both decided we will wait on the Lord, but not together, like we have been doing over the years. So I was commending her that, wow, you're doing this and I'm doing this, and you know, I want you to guess who is more spiritual. Why are you pointing to my wife? How did you know? I'm telling you something. You can touch me. You can abuse me. You can do anything to me. But please don't touch my wife. I know the person who, when everybody else leaves me, is still with me. Who loves me for who I am, for what I am. Who sees my nakedness and has not left me. Sees what you don't see. You can touch me, but please don't touch my wife. Husbands, the Bible says the husband is the head of the wife. So that means the wife is the neck downwards. If you see me up, it's because my body is lifting me. If you see me down, and in 22 years, my wife has never brought me down. I'm not preaching my wife. I'm just telling you the gospel truth. Don't touch my wife. I know what my wife has suffered for me to be where I am today. I say it jokingly, but it's the truth. I had no plans to come to this country as a missionary. It was God my wife spoke to. Even before I met her, I can't stop sharing that story. Can all the men stand up? I don't know, this is not the message I prepared. Well, I like that Joshua too stood up. The man now, see the way he's standing like a soldier. I have one word for you men. If you're married or you're planning to marry, please love your wives and protect your wives. I won't say more than that. Please let's celebrate all these men. All right, I have 10 minutes. 12:30, I am stopping. I've started the message, by the way, since the story of... Oh, yes. So, yeah, my wife wants me to... So I was saying, wow. And with everything I'm doing, I have not affected you fasting, waiting on God and everything. You know what she told me? I'm not sure if I got the quote, but this is what I got. On Judgment Day, she will stand to give account of her life. I will stand separately to give account of my life. So, in other words, you better know what you are doing, and I better know what I'm doing. It is on this earth that we marry. Sir and Ma, there's nothing like that. You better, she took it out of my spirit. You better enjoy it here. Make the best of it here. Forget about any challenge, any worry, something's happened, something has not happened. Please just tell yourself, you know what, for as long as we are here, we are going to do what? Please, you may not kiss the bride. How many minutes do I have left? 9 more minutes. All right, turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, and I'm just going to read what the Spirit of God has been sharing with me about this story of Mary and Martha. I will just read from my notes. So, since I know I have 8 minutes. Luke chapter 10, from verse 38 to 42. I read from the New King James Version. One thing you must always do when you shut the door. One thing you must always do when you shut the door. Luke 10, from verse 38 to 42. Now it happened as they went that he, Jesus, entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." Verse 41. And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen." Please repeat with me, chosen. Okay? It's by choice, not by force. Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. One thing you must always do when you shut the door. Matthew 6:6, Jesus said, "When you come to pray, go into your closet, shut the door, and then your Father, who sees you in secret, will reward you openly." Shutting the door that we've been talking about is you having an alone time with God, where you shut out every other thing, including people. When you go behind closed doors alone with God, you are alone. Because alone you came, alone you will go. Alone you will give account. Alone. Always think about your life. You did not come into this world to join gangs or gang up with people. You will alone give account one day. All right. So we see Jesus on a mission specific. The Bible said he entered a certain village and a certain woman welcomed him into a house. In that certain village, there are many houses, but he went to a certain house of a woman called Mary, who had a sister called Martha. She comes in. Jesus came intentionally, deliberately, on an assignment. Now, picture this. Someone comes to your house. You receive the person into your house. The person came to deliver something to you. You made the person come in and you shut the door behind them. You ask them to sit down, and the next thing you do is you're running around, run into the kitchen, prepare food, prepare drinks, do everything, right, to serve the person who came into your house on a mission, on a certain mission. Last 2 weeks ago, I was asking her, has it happened to you before that you go to a house, you sit down, and the next thing you see is that they run into the kitchen, run everywhere, bring food, bring drink, bring everything, and they did not even ask you, what do you want? And after all their labor, they brought all the barbecue, all the chicken, they brought all the cucumber, lettuce, they set the table before you, only to realize that you are fasting. In other words, all their labor was in vain. Why? Because they did not ask you, why are you? The Bible tells us here that two sisters, Martha went about doing that, but Mary did one thing. She sat at Jesus' feet. Can I have a young girl here who will sit still? Wow. Gracie. God bless you, Gracie. Please let's celebrate Gracie. Where were you 15 years ago? Where were you 15 years ago? 1-5. She doesn't know. She's still thinking. Okay, I want you to sit down and face me. Just sit down. Whichever way you can sit. Don't worry, the floor is sanctified. Just sit down there. Don't move. Can the camera catch? Come. Move here. I want the camera to catch her. Right? The Bible said, Martha went to prepare all the food. Mary did one thing. She just sat. That's all she did. Jesus entered certain village, certain house, on a specific assignment to deliver something. Martha was the one who opened the door. Martha was the one who shut the door. Jesus came in. Martha was the one who did not sit down. Don't be a Martha. All Mary did, sit down. Just sit still. When we shut the door, listen, this walk is an alone walk. Sit down alone to hear what God wants to say to you this season. Now, don't assume, and Jesus is not impressed by your serving. You see that word serving we see there is actually a word used for someone who is doing a religious work, ministry. Now, Jesus did not say anything to Martha until Martha came back. And when Martha came back, she didn't come to sit. She came to complain. Could it be that the only time you pray is to complain about people, what people are doing to you or not doing to you? That's not prayer. That's not intercession. That's not godly. When you come to talk to God, what do you come to say? Listen, Ecclesiastes chapter 5 says, when you come, just sit down, be more ready to listen than to talk. The secret of shutting the door, one thing you must always do, sit down and be still. And wait on what God wants to say to you. Since we entered this January, I've been practicing it. The first instruction, if you listen to that instruction in December the 20th, when we had the retreat, was shut the physical door. Shut the physical door. Start from the physical before you get to the spiritual. And when you shut the door, please make sure you are the only one alone. You are alone with God. I said I will end at 12:30. It's 12:31. Wherever God helps us, we'll continue next time. If that is all you've heard, God has spoken. Let's bow our heads to pray. Don't move, lady. Pray where you are. Martha was cumbered about many things. He was distracted. He was too busy. He was driven away mentally. What is distracting you? She was busy serving God. The Spirit of God is saying that He's not impressed by your service. He's impressed by your sitting. Sitting down to hear what to serve. Sitting down before Jesus is a way of building relationship. you spend time sitting down with people, you build relationship with them. Sitting to hear their heart, sitting to hear what they will say, building relationship. I hear the Spirit of God saying, any service you render will one day end. The only thing that will count for you after the end of service is your relationship. You can serve an organization for 20 years. One day they terminate your service. What you will be remembered for is the relationship you built. Service will end, relationship continues. It is in the place of shutting the door where you come empty that God can feel. It is behind shut doors that empty vessels can be filled. That is why when you come empty, alone. Don't come with people in your heart. Don't come to report people. Spend time in the presence of God. There's only one thing. There's joy overflowing in His presence. And one way you will know when you have been in God's presence is when you come out of the shut doors, you come out with a heart filled with joy and love for what God loves, for people. Love. I don't know what God has spoken to you. Please just get on the keyboard and play quietly. I don't know who's taking the announcement. Just get ready. Can you stop serving and start sitting down? Can we teach our children to learn to sit? I say this to the glory of God. My children are standing today because they sat. They're standing in faith today because they sat. All for His glory. Jesus called the disciples. The first thing He wanted them to do was not to serve, was to be with Him. Mark chapter 3 verse 14. He called them that they might be with Him. With Him. And then, afterwards, He sent them. Don't go serving if you have not first spent time with Him. What are you serving? Who are you trying to impress? When you have not received the instructions for service, sit down, saith the Lord. This year, sit down, sit down, sit down. Sit down in my presence, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Sit down and know me. Sit down and receive. In my presence, there's fullness of joy. In my presence are all the answers you are seeking. Running all over the place. You will not find answers. You will only find answers in my presence. Sit down, saith the Lord. Sit down. He made the men to sit down in groups. It was those who sat down that received the multiplication of the bread. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down.